Are you ready for famous this week? Because I sure am. We're going to dive into JoJo Siwa, OnlyFans, and so much more. Plus, I open up my big voicemail sack. So stay tuned.
Forever. Dog.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Famous This Week, a podcast where I break down the top most famous pop culture moments this week. Now, before we dive into the fame whores, let's dive into me. My name is Priyanka. What's my name? Priyanka. I am back as your solo dolo host, and I want to celebrate that y'all really liked the episode last week with me. So, So thank you for liking the episode so much. You make me feel like such a motherfucking star. And it's wild because I was on the street yesterday. Not yesterday, sorry, last week, recording the podcast. And as I was doing the ad, somebody came up to me while I was talking about things. And he was like, are you recording a podcast? I was like, if you see that I'm recording something, why would you interrupt? Do you understand? Like, why would you do that? People have no respect, but I kind of like it because who doesn't like to be disrespected every so often? I've had an incredibly famous week. I'm like in the midst of my taste test tour, touring around my incredible chart-topping EP. And it's honestly like, I don't know, it doesn't get old. Like, it doesn't. Like, I thought that like maybe I would become a numb famous person. And I would be like, wow, everything is just so hard. But like, really, like, it's not, you know, and complain a lot. But I don't. I'm having an amazing time. People are singing the words to my song still. They're loving it. People are requesting the song at the clubs. It's all happening. And I feel very, very, very famous. I'm going to talk about one famous moment this week and one not good moment this week. I would say the best famous moment I've had so far is I was doing a meet and greet in Bournemouth in the UK. And this kid... Or maybe it's like, oh, there's a siren. Sorry, I'm so hot. That's why. Came up to me and was like, oh my God, you're wearing the outfit from Bitch, I'm Busy, your music video. Please tell me you're doing that song. I was like, I wasn't going to do the song, but I added it in because it was more of like a club show, not my full tour show. And I did it and he knew every single word to the song and that made me feel very famous. One awful moment from this week would be, honestly, I haven't had a lot of lows. I haven't. I would say, I don't know if you all know this, but the Canada's Drag Race Anniversary Extravaganza is happening on September 6th on Crave. And it'll probably leak on the internet somewhere. And somebody, because of something that happened on that show, which we will talk about next week, I think, somebody said that I was a bully. Oh. So I would say that was pretty awful, but I honestly don't give a shit. So now it's time to meet our fame whores. We have searched the internet high and low to find our top moments from pop culture this week, and the world is getting gayer, and I'm so excited that it is. JoJo Siwa will compete on Dancing with the Stars with a same-sex partner. I mean, I think that deserves a round of applause. JoJo Siwa is the Just Be Gay of my life. She is fully living the lesbian fantasy. And I'm so happy that she is like literally paving the way because I feel like a lot of lesbians don't get enough credit. So I'm happy that she is the one being like, listen, lesbians exist and we're having a good time. JoJo Siwa is about to make history on this upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars as the first contestant in 30 seasons to dance with a person of the same sex. JoJo said, I'm so excited to be a part of this year's Dancing with the Stars season 30. Yeah. And I'm going to be dancing with a girl. I think it's so cool. My puppy buddy, are you excited, boy? Will she talk to her dog in it? Her dog? She talked to her dog. He said, she's excited. She talked to her dog. I mean, I talk to my dog all the time. I don't even have a dog. He's so pumped up. It's gonna be the best ever. I cannot wait. Just dance every single week. I can't wait to meet my partner. Oh my gosh, there's so many things I'm excited for. Now, I think this is so exciting. It's actually crazy to think that, like, you know, there hasn't been the same sex couple on Dancing with the Stars yet. But I think it's really, 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 really funny because in the rules of ballroom, there's like a girl way of doing things and a guy way of doing things. Like the boys lead on the right foot, I think, or some shit like that. Anyways, so it's gonna be kind of fun to kind of like ditch all the rules of ballroom dancing and just be gay about it. Like, that's iconic. I think that's so great. I do kind of like wonder what JoJo Siwa is going to be. Like, not on Dancing with the Stars, but like in the trajectory of fame. Like, when you do Dancing with the Stars, it doesn't mean your career's ending, but it does. It's a very interesting thing to do. You know what I mean? It means like, you know what I mean? Like, you're on Dancing with the Stars, which is a good thing, I think. Do people still watch Dancing with the Stars? They must.
All of Middle America.
Middle America. So this is interesting. All the homophobic people are going to get a same-sex couple on Dancing with the Stars. It's a very interesting thing to me, but I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad. If there's one thing I'm mad about, it's the fact that they haven't asked me to be on Dancing with the Stars, because I think that if they wanted a real star, they would ask a real star to be on the show. And I think that I am the real star. Listen, if you're watching this podcast, I just got my coffee handed to me. That star. That's me tapping on the glass. That's right, hypnotizing all of you. I'm famous. Priyanka is famous.
Do you have nails on?
Yeah, if you're not wearing nails, you're not doing drag, you dick.
How long do you keep your nails on?
I got a set put on for tour, everybody. I want to announce that I am so famous. I'm such a famous drag queen that I live in nails now. Which I never thought I was going to do, because I honestly thought that, I don't know, like the masculinity, like the toxic masculinity in my head, like told me that I couldn't exist with nails on. And now I don't care. And it's empowering. It's empowering to like be on an airplane, like grab your carry-on, and like the straight person looks at your hands like, oh, a boy's wearing nails. I can't be. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, check me out on Dancing with the Stars season 100. You know what I mean? I think it's going to happen. It makes me feel famous. Joseph, why do you have an issue with it, bitch? I'll kill you. Joseph doesn't. Joseph lives in nails, actually. Yeah, I was going to say, I know you do. but to touch base back on JoJo Siwa, I think it's great. I think it's amazing. And I'm sure all of you think it's amazing, too. There's no reason why. I love the idea of, like, ditching the classic rules of ballroom and, like, seeing what happens. I'm excited. And JoJo's a dancer, so she's going to kill it. I would definitely go on Dancing with the Stars. I would definitely do Big Brother. I would not do Survivor. And I think that's what we need to do. Break into these other reality TV shows, you know. Sorry, don't say COVID. I just tested negative, everyone, you're fine. I would definitely go on other reality TV shows, because I think that that's what... I'm a product of reality TV, so why the hell would I not? You know what I mean? Do you feel me, bro? You feel me, bro? Now, last week on Famous This Week with myself, Priyanka, we talked about OnlyFans and banning porn. And I was so mad, because I was like, how are you going to ever ban pornography from OnlyFans? The fuck? Like, everyone stop and think about, like, how you know OnlyFans. By people skinning out their puss. So, don't. Luckily, because of the power of the internet, and because of the power of Priyanka, OnlyFans is reversing its announcement from last Thursday that it would ban sexual activity completely starting in October. This is great news, because now the porn industry can thrive. Sex work is real work. They said that they have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change. Thank you for making everyone's voices heard. Blah, 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 blah. I have to say something, that this is an amazing, 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 amazing thing that happened for all of us, because maybe I talked about this last week. Listen, every day is a new day, and sometimes I forget what I repeat, okay? And if you have a problem that I repeat myself, spank me, baby. I have to say something about this. I just think that, like lesbians, sex work is underappreciated. Do you know what I mean? Is that fair to say? That's not controversial. I think that's a great thing to say. Because it's like, you were just gonna like ban it after becoming a billionaire? That's what I was talking about last week. I was so mad that he was a billionaire and then he was gonna ban the thing that made him a billionaire. It's like, what, you take your money and then ban it for no reason? Like, just leave the porn up there. People are paying to watch porn. That's great. Porn is great. Porn is beautiful. Porn is me. This is me. Oh. OnlyFans, can they be trusted? Is a question that's in the producer's notes today, people. And I don't think you could ever trust a big corporation that's getting a cut of your money. You can't. It's really hard to, honestly. Everybody has an agenda, and the agenda is money. OnlyFans looked at the books and said, we're not going to make money if people are not doing porn, so let's just keep it. So whatever, whatever. I think that OnlyFans creators who rely solely on the platform for money should be thinking about other ventures. We have TikTok stars now in movies, and we have drag queens releasing chart-topping music. So I think that it's important that these OnlyFans creators think about, like, do you want to what are the goals? Do you want to break into the porn industry? Do you want to set up your own website and sell your own porn so that when, you know, the website decides to turn on you, you still have a trusted source of income. You know what I mean? Watch out for yourself. You can't trust people. People will turn on you because the world is full of fake-ass bitches. When the smile in your face but behind you, it ain't well wishes. That's a song by JoJo. Look it up. Not JoJo Siwa, the other one. So, party people, let's move on here. Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum, the dating rumors might be true. Now, I love Zoe Kravitz. I am a stan. I don't know if you've ever watched the show, Not Big Little Lies. Never have I ever. Why can't I remember the show? It's still with Nicole Kidman.
You had it right.
Is it Big Little Lies?
Yes.
And then what's the other one with Hilary Duff?
Wait, which one?
Because it's like a Zoe Kravitz, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman. That's one. Big Little Lies.
Yeah. Huh.
And then there's the other one with Hilary Duff.
She's that's more campy.
But Zoe Kravitz is in that one. Sorry. The titles are similar. I need to move. I'm having a mental breakdown. Anyways, everybody. Zoe Kravitz, I'm a big fan. I'm obsessed. Let me read you the latest gossip with her and Channing Tatum. They're causing a buzz because they're just spotted hanging out. And lots of fans are like, wait, are they together? Because, like, this pairing is very little bit... It's weird. So, on Wednesday, Zoe was spotted with Channing Tatum. And they were on a bike. They're biking around the East Village. And it's very interesting because Zoe Kravitz just got divorced. And it was just finalized on Monday. And now Miss Thing is trotting around town with Channing Tatum. Now, if I want to say something, I'm just looking for a Step Up remake. I'm just saying, Step Up. I'm just saying, it'd be cute. But Entertainment Tonight reports say that they are dating. It started as a friendship and then turned into more. You know, this is very funny. I always find it interesting when friendships turn into relationships. It's like, how did we get there? How did we get there? Was there always an attraction? Was it like a door that you kept closed? And then all of a sudden you open it and you're like, oh my God, wait, maybe I want to date my friend. Do you know what I mean? I find it very interesting. Or what is this just the crossover? Like, was Zoe Kravitz having an affair with Channing Tatum and that's why they got divorced in the first place? And then... now they get to come to light because the divorce is finalized. So Zoe finalizes the divorce, gets to keep all her assets, and then now she gets to date who she wants to date. Because love makes everyone look stupid. Mom Yanka always tells this to me. She's like, love will make you stupid, and maybe love made Zoe Kravitz stupid. I used to think Channing Tatum was hot, but now, I don't know. There was an era in my life, and I don't know if I have a bunch of queer lit listeners here. Do you relate to this when I say, like, there was an era where straight guys were hot for gay people? Like, you know what I mean? Like when you would, like, that's all we had. So because Channing Tatum, like, danced, we're like, oh, like, wow, he has rhythm. He must be gay. You know what I mean? So I wonder.
But at the same time, this is my thing with Channing Tatum. Something's happened to his face recently in the past couple of years. It does not look the same to me.
Well, here's the thing. Is all the divas now. The boys, the males, they're all getting their faces touched by an angel girl. Have you seen Zac Efron's filler? New jawline, new chin, new under eye, cheek filler. Channing Tatum, same thing. He has his cheeks done, you could tell. He has his jawline down, you could tell. And he has, his lips are the same, his nose is the same, and he still has this thing in the bow tie. He didn't do his middle of his forehead, but everything else is pretty smooth. So he got face work done, which is fine. I think what a lot of people forget with getting filler, because I have filler in my cheeks, under eye, lips, is that it could make your face look puffier. Like, you're adding things to your face to fill it out. So it's going to make you look like you're puffy. You're not going to have that good old bone structure you have when you're 13 years old and you're all like, excuse me, sir, can I have some more pudding? You know, when you could eat whatever you wanted. But now, yeah, his face is not good. Sorry, Channing. Okay, I need to take a break. I talked the house down that first half. Everybody listening to Fan Famous this week, I love you very much. And we're going to take a very quick break because when we come back, I have to talk about Addison Rae, the TikTok star who I'm kind of obsessed with, and what her deal is with Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Everyone, and welcome back to Famous This Week. Oh, it's me, Priyanka. What's my name? Priyanka. Ah! I'm currently on tour in the UK, so if you want to come see me, bitches. I'm having so much fun at the meet and greets. People bring me gifts. I had to buy an extra suitcase to fit all the gifts in. A lot of celebrities throw their gifts out, but I'm like so honored to get them that I'm bringing them all home. Okay, so I wanted to talk about Addison Rae, TikTok star, very beautiful, has a great song that I love called Obsessed. Now, Addison Rae is in a new film called He's All That. It's like not a remake, but it's like a, what would you call that? Like a revival of She's All That, like kind of like a reference of She's All That. But there was something went viral back in, I want to say July, where Addison Rae wanted to say hi to Donald Trump at a UFC event. She approached him, tapped him on the shoulder and said, hello, I'm Addison. Nice to meet you. I have to say hi. So nice to meet you. And then she, of course, the movie's out now. And to get her name back in the press, she has addressed it now, finally, to sell the movie, of course. Because whenever something happens, you save it on your press circuit so that, you know, there's more eyeballs on your project. It's fame. It's what the famous people do. And she just said that she does not support Trump. And if she does, that's her opinion. Or if someone does, that's their opinion, and that she respects everyone's opinion for each their own. I think that this is kind of stupid because she's like, I'm a friendly person. Like, I had to say hi. But like, Addison Rae, I love you on TikTok. I think you're very beautiful. Love your work. You're a star. But like, you're a white girl from Louisiana. Like, stand up for your people. Like, stand up for your gays that follow you. Stand up for your POCs who follow, you know. Like, you can avoid Donald Trump in a room. Like, he wasn't going to eject you from the country when he was president just so that you know what I mean? Wait, well, he wasn't even president in July. Because didn't you get a new president in January, Joseph?
Correct.
I'm pretty sure.
Correct.
Yeah. So she really didn't have to talk to him. See, this is white people bullshit. I hate to say it, but like, why would you ever go up to him after knowing that he wanted to take away so many people's rights? This is bad. We all know this is bad. Nobody wants it to be bad. Netflix does not want it to be bad because, listen, I'm a friendly person too, but if I saw Osama bin Laden across the hallway, I would not go say hi to him. And don't tell me that's not the same thing, because you know it's the same thing. They're both terrorists. Half of Americans say they'd avoid an HIV-positive doctor. See, we are getting to the small-minded storylines of Famous This Week, which tends to happen because I always am always shocked whenever we get to these stories. But then I'm like, wait, like, this is what's happening in the world. We live in these small little bubbles, but people are like, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. So Just days after Moderna announced that it's going to start phase one trials of HIV vaccine, a new report reveals that stigma and misinformation about the virus continues 40 years after the first articles were published about a mysterious cancer killing active homosexuals. The report called The State of HIV Stigma 2021 found that less than half, that's 40%, of American adults say they feel knowledgeable about HIV. Let me tell you listeners a little something. This is not shocking. As a gay person who has had many rapid tests and many tests and going to walk-in clinics and talking to straight doctors about, hey, like, I want to get an HIV test, blah, 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 or I want to get tested for this. They all act like they don't even know what it is. I had a friend who was undetectable, which means that they do have the virus but are on medication and they cannot give it to other people. They cannot share it. And also, they can also live their life very healthy and be fine. The doctor didn't know what undetectable was. And this is in 2021. And this is when there are, you know, gay people making magazine covers and queer people, you know, in movies and we're slowly educating people, but like the doctors don't know what's happening, which is very interesting. And I think it's kind of fucked up that people don't know a lot about this. It's sad. And if you would avoid an HIV positive doctor, like that makes no sense. Like that person knows firsthand what living with a virus is. And I think that society hasn't caught up to the scientific truth because no one wants to believe it. No one wants to believe that this is the thing because everyone wants to just live the little straight lat lives and just, you know, whatever that means. Anyway, so I'm excited for this next segment, everybody, because this is going to be really fun. We've covered most of the famous news stories this week. So now it is time for a segment, which I call Drag Queen Speed Dial. I'm going to go through my contacts in my phone and start from A to Z and call drag queens until someone picks up. Okay, let's see. I'm going to try calling Gottmik. Okay, it's in my earphones. Okay. Here we go. Let's see if she'll pick up. Hello? Nothing. Hello? Nothing. Hello. Nothing. Hello. Nothing. Hello. Nothing. Hello.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be.
Bitch. What a bitch. What an honest bitch. Okay, who else can I call? Let's see. It's kind of fun, honestly. It's like, who will pick up? Who will pick up? Let's try Jade Essence Hall. She will definitely not pick up. I don't even think she has my UK number in her phone. That's the other problem, too, is that a stranger's calling them.
We're sorry. Your call
cannot. Am I not famous enough for this? Let's see what Jimbo's doing. Love Jimbo. Jimbo will pick up for sure. Does everyone hate me? Everyone's over my bullshit. It's because I asked them to promote my music, and they don't want to, so they just don't pick up my call. I'm like, hey, release a single. Can you retweet? They're like, no. I'm like, oh. Well, everyone.
We're sorry.
Jimbo just ignored me. That's so rude. Little cunt. Let's see if Tia will pick up. We'll call Tia Coffee. Well, everyone, you heard it here first. No one wants to pick up my fucking phone calls. It's because it's Saturday. It's Saturday when we're filming this episode. No one likes me on Saturdays. I'm more of like a Monday, Tuesday girl. That's when people really take to me. But if I was to call, if Gottmik was to pick up, we would have a good chat. So maybe we'll try to get Gottmik on the show next week. Maybe that will happen. That'll be nice. And if it doesn't happen, then I guess Drag Queen Speed Dials is a bust. So everyone in Drag Race world hates me today. Do you know why?
Well, it's because your number's like +447643270, and they all probably think it's somebody trying to like sell them a life insurance policy or something.
But you know, none of them have life insurance. Like, you know, none of them do, so they need it. So like, I'm doing the favor. Like, don't you think?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, I don't think that we should focus on who's not picking up my calls. Because you girls call me your sister. And none of you pick up your sister's call. You bitches. When we come back, we're going to focus on the people who actually call me now. BRB. Welcome back to Famous This Week with me, Priyanka, the winner of Canada's Drag Race, and your hostess of the mostest here for Famous This Week, the podcast where we talk about all things celebrity. We talked about a bunch of celebrity stuff already. I tried to call a bunch of drag queens on my phone to see who'd pick up and maybe we could chat for a bit. No one picked up. So we're going to focus on the people who call me for my segment called Call Me Now. Last week was so much fun, and every week I will head over to my voicemail box, which you can call me at 661-977-6855. So pause the podcast right now. This is not live. And call me at 661-977-6855. And leave me a voicemail. You can send me a text. I may play it or read it on the show next week. You can say anything you want. Tell me a story. Ask me a question. Have a suggestion. Tell me to quit my job. Whatever you want. You can drop me a line at 661-977-6855. That's 661-977-6855. And now it's time to take some calls, shall we? Roll it! Play it! Press it!
What's my name? Priyanka. What up, girl? I'm so glad to have your own podcast. I'm living. My name's Elizabeth. I'm from Rockford, Illinois. So I had a thought. You had Silky Nutmeg and Wash, the Dr. Reverend, on your show, and she was saying about how someone put her Venmo out and she got tipped. People tipped the queens. What do you think about Drag Race putting the queen's Venmo on the bottom of the screen whenever they do a lip sync, so that the public can tip? I'm positive that one lip sync where Brooklyn Heights and Evie Adley were out there throwing their pussies down on the ground, I would have 100% Venmoed both of them to Manny Hanny. So either way, I just thought that was like a billion-dollar idea. Anywho, love you. Love the show. Miss Brooks. Bye.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I think that idea is incredible and amazing, and I think that's what should happen, because there are a lot of Drag Race girls that would get tipped, that get sent home with no money. And drag, as you know, is very expensive. Those girls spend a lot of money on their packages, and I definitely would have also tipped myself during my own lip sync, because I would have been like, you deserve at least a $20 bill. That's what I would say. Don't you think so? Thank you, Elizabeth, for calling. I love that. See, everyone, if you want to call like that, it's 661-977-6855. Here's the next voicemail.
Why?
Are you? That is... you know... sometimes you don't have to say a lot. And that was a voicemail that represents what I say to myself every morning in the mirror as I'm brushing my teeth. Just, why?
Priyanka, should we call them and tell them why?
Yeah, we have their numbers.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I, yes, I do. Hold on. We'll call them. We'll see what happens.
Oh, this is fun. I love this.
I think that's the international one.
Well, she's an international diva.
Hello.
Hello, this is Priyanka from Famous This Week and the winner of Canada's Drag Race calling you back.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
What's my name?
Priyanka.
Okay, well, you called me asking me on Famous This Week why. Do you want to know why?
Why?
I think because sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you feel like a little bit shit about yourself. And then you look back in the mirror and you're like, why am I so iconic? Why am I so pretty? Why am I beautiful? These are things that Brooklyn Heights never gets to say to herself. So imagine how lucky we are.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Bree.
Where are you from?
I'm from Utah.
Hey, hon. Should I come there and do a show?
Imagine I was like, I'm outside your house. That'd be freaky because I don't even know where you live.
No, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, well, you are on a podcast right now, live and indirect during my segment called Call Me Now, where people call, leave me voicemails at 661-977-6855, and you called last week, and I'm calling you back now, because I'm a true fortune teller psychic. Now, because of my failed Miss Cleo, I want to redeem myself, so do you have anything you want to ask about the future?
Let's see, are you coming to Utah?
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna pull out my crystal balls. Just do whatever, you understand?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm broom. The answer is yes, I'm coming to Utah.
Oh fuck yeah.
And we're gonna fucking party and we're gonna drink and cry in each other's arms. You know what, you know why?
Why?
Exactly. I don't know. Why?
Why?
Okay, I love you, bitch.
Thank you. I love you too. And congrats on winning Canada's Drag Race. You are fucking iconic as hell.
Thanks. Wow. I should call you more often to make you feel good about myself.
I will give you any kind of compliment any day. Wow. All day.
And I'll give you lots of shots of tequila, okay?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Love you, bitch. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thank you.
Ah! What an icon. That's what you get for calling me at 661-977-6855 during our segment called Call Me Now. Now, before we wrap it up, let's do one more voicemail, shall we?
Hello, Priyanka. I'm hoping this is you. This is a weird voicemail. Anyways, my name is Max. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I was just wondering, so obviously being Canada's next Drag Race superstar helped you with your music career a little bit, but do you think you would have done music even if you hadn't have done Drag Race? Because I know a lot of queens get on Drag Race, Serena, Chacha, and then they just produce really bad music. But I love your music. I love Monet Exchange's music. I love so many other drag queens' music. So I was just curious, did you have a passion for music before you went on Drag Race, or did this start afterwards because you had the resources? Thank you. Bye-bye. I love you so much. Also, one time on a live stream, I was like, oh, can you say my name, Priyanka? And you said Max, and I have a screen recording of it. Anyways, love you. Bye.
Oh, Max from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for calling, you little bitch. I love you so much. That question is actually amazing and incredible. I grew up. Oops, a bag just dropped behind me. I'm not sure if you heard that. But I grew up around music. My grandparents are singers. My brothers are DJs. My dad was a DJ. My uncles were DJs. And I do think that I would have found a way to be an international pop star. Like, music is so beautiful. And you are right. Like, my music is good, bitch. Because I'm a busy bitch. And I just love it so much. I love it. I do have the resources now. But even before I was doing Drag Race, I had two songs out, Say My Name and You Look So Good, which are bops. And if you look deeply into the interwebs and you search Mark Suki, MarkSuki, I have this, like, 2 minute long song called Ghosted as in the music video as me as a boy, and it's embarrassing. I can't watch it. I hate it, but it exists out there. So when I tell you I have a passion for music, I have a passion for music. Max, I love you so much. Thank you for all the voicemails during that segment of Call Me Now. I'll be doing it every single show, so leave me a voicemail at 661-977-6855, or you can email your little voice note to famousthisweek@gmail.com. Now it's time to place the bets. What will people still be talking about next week? Of all the things, I'm going to say that everything we talked about today, everyone's definitely still going to be talking about JoJo Siwa. No one's going to care about Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum. And everyone's also going to be talking about me and how amazing I am. Don't you think, Joseph? I think Joseph thinks. That's it for Famous This Week. I'm Priyanka. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Famous This Week, wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to leave the pod a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Pod. It was like all the spit built up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if this happens to you if you're a big talker. Like, all the spit builds up. So anyways, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Famous This Week, wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to leave the pod a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. To keep up with things I talk about on the pod, go follow at Forever Dog Team and Mom Podcast on Instagram. And while you're at it, give me a follow too if you haven't already, at the Queen Priyanka or at the Queen Pri on Twitter. I'll be back next week for more pop culture moments and very famous things. My name is Priyanka. What's my name? Priyanka! Bye, everyone.
Forever Dog.
To listen to Famous this week ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Famous this week is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, aka Mom.
Hosted by Brooklyn Heights and Priyanka.
Produced by Joseph Shepard. Hey, Daddy.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts. Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.